Hi everyone, this is Angel. This is another one of my Pillow Talk audios. The theme is time and touch. And time, I was thinking about, it's kind of got me thinking about because a friend had asked me a few days ago if I'd ever spent all day in bed with someone. And not just, you know, having sex, but just enjoying each other's company in bed and just spending time together in that way. And I never had, or have, I guess. And I was kind of surprised in myself that had never happened. So it just kind of got me thinking about how we spend our time. You know, some people are really good with their time and they're just so efficient and can get everything done in a day and they make it look effortless. And other people could have one thing to do in a day and just never get it done. Just some people aren't good with their time. And also everyone looks at their time differently. Some people really value their time and really, you know, this is my life and I'm going to spend it exactly every minute how I want to. And other people are like, well, whatever happens is meant to happen to me today. You know, just really laid back. And then of course there's dozens of other examples on ways people look at their time. Personally, there's days where I do value my time very much and I'm very efficient and very focused on work and getting tasks done. And then there's other days where I have no problem and no guilt in curling up on the couch with a giant bottle of water and watching, you know, a day's worth of a marathon of, you know, Alaska State Troopers. Like, no problem whatsoever to admit that. It just depends on the day. But I was thinking, you know, back to spending a day, a whole day in bed with, like, your lover. That's, I mean, some people would obviously think that's a terrible waste of time. You know, there's things to do, you know, or they're bored. I think it's a very romantic idea, personally. It makes me smile thinking of someone wanting to spend an entire day in bed with me and you know, not be sick. You know, just be together in such an intimate way, because, you know, of course you can cuddle on a couch or in a chair or on the floor or whatever, wherever you are. But in bed is just, I mean, you can cuddle and touch and be next to someone in positions that, like, obviously you can't be in any other type of furniture. So I like that. And whenever, you know, I see pictures online of people, like, huddled in bed, just doing, like, you know, like, say the one person is, like, sitting up, with their back against the headboard and propped up with pillows, reading something. And then the other person's, like, head is resting on their thigh and is, like, laying in between their legs, like, looking at their cell phone. And even though they're not doing something together, they are. And I just think that's really sweet and nice, and I really like it. I hope to be able to do that sometime. I have notes. I always have notes for my Pillow Talk just so I stay on topic. And I wrote in this really light blue pen, which I either write, like, blue ink or purple ink. And this blue is so light, and I only have my bedside lamp on, and it's just like so hard to read. Sorry, random. But I guess how I would, like, if I was just throwing out what I envision, kind of like my fantasy day in bed would be, obviously it would be, you know, breakfast in bed, and it doesn't have to be brought to me. I'd be happy to get up and make breakfast and bring it to bed, or we do it together and, you know, make breakfast and bring it back into bed, and just cuddle afterwards and read the news and, you know, read emails and just, you know, being able to touch each other and, you know, sharing, like, if one of us saw, like, a news story and just sharing it. Like, I really love that. I like sharing news stories and things that are interesting with, I don't know. I just like that. And, just touching, just being able to reach over and massage their hands or forearms. That's like two of my favorite spots on a man, are their hands and their forearms. And so I love just like being able to rub all the tension out and just being able to hold on to them. For as long as I'm allowed. I just really like that. I think people's hands say so much about us. And so it's another thing. I always notice a person's hands. It's usually after, like, you know, you meet someone, obviously that's not the first thing. I mean, you obviously look at the person, but, I always have taken an interest. I think it's the years I've played piano since I was very little, pretty much since I could reach the keys. And I think staring at my own hands and in lessons, staring at other people's hands, kind of got me kind of trained maybe to do that, but also, being older now, being an adult, I guess, I notice people's hands, because then there's like the potential of what they could be doing to me. So there's that. But yeah, my dream day in bed really doesn't involve anything except closeness. And yeah, that's really it. I don't know if that's sad that that's all. I mean, I don't even envision sex when I think about it. I mean, of course I would be open to that, that option. But I think that time is so, so valuable, and to be able to spend a whole day doing nothing, how rare is that, that any of us can do that now? So to be with someone who values their time, and then for them to think I'm worth the time spent to just waste an entire day with me. I mean, that right there just makes my heart just sink thinking about it. It's just great. And then this kind of is what bridges time into touch. Obviously, I talked about touching, but spending time, like, there's things I can get lost doing very easily. A Tumblr, number one. This is certainly something I've lost many hours and will never get them back. I love makeup. I love nail polish and doing my hair and just feeling and, like, looking pretty. Like, I just really like that. And I love being a girl and just being able to spend time getting ready. And so I can get lost very easily playing with my makeup. Just, oh, an hour has flown by and I was just looking through my eyeshadows, like putting colors together and stuff like that. So I do very easily get lost there. There's lots of things, you know, that you focus on that are important to you. Obviously, I could say I get lost playing piano and singing, when I do. It's not true though, because, you know, lessons are typically an hour long. And so I think from years of that, my body's just trained to stop after an hour. I don't know why. It's kind of like waking up 2 minutes before your alarm goes off. It's always an awesome time because I hate hearing my alarm. So it's always wonderful when I can wake up before it. Anyways, I don't know if those two ideas even made sense putting them together. And I guess with people, I get lost talking to people and learning about people. I love asking questions and finding out about people. It's just, I even people I know really well, I mean, I can get lost just talking to them and asking them questions because, you know, you never completely know someone. And, you know, as we get older and we grow and change, I mean, our thoughts on the world change. And so it's always neat to find out where someone stands on certain ideas and thoughts. And so I certainly can get lost talking to people and learning about people. This morning I was looking, reading some different articles about touch and about, the importance of it. And I really love touch. Like, that's, you know, you can buy me things and give me attention and compliment me and, you know, tell me you love me or all those different things. And of course, you know, that's, everyone has a different way of showing they care and they love you. But I need to be held. I need to like physically, it doesn't have to be sex, not at all. But I need that physical reassurance of this person cares. And then that's how I feel loved is. And I don't know if that's right or not. I think everyone has their different needs to feel secure in any kind of relationship, whether it be a friendship or romantic or, you know, even just a relationship with one of your family members. But I need that hand-holding, cuddly love. That's just, I need it and I love it. And, so I can never be with someone that, you know, says, oh, well, I'm not a huggy. I don't hug people. Or I'm not, like, no, I can't do that. I'd be miserable. There's different kinds of touch. And I was reading today that were like, one of the articles I was reading was describing the different kinds of hand holding. And it was like, I think there were five, maybe six, I don't remember exactly. But one of them was, you know, obviously there's the, you know, you entwine your fingers into the other person. Or there's just like, where you are just holding on to the other person, like one of the person's fingers, and like walking. But one that was really, really, I never had it done, and I was trying to think of how this would even be. They were talking about like pinching the person's hand while you're holding it, and that can be really exciting. And I'm like, oh, so I don't know. So if anyone out there knows what that is about, please explain it to me, because I'm very open-minded. But I was just like, pinching your hand? And it was like, they were talking about pinching, like, the palm of your hand, or like, you know, the, I don't know. It was weird. But then I was thinking of, like, the kinds of touch in my life that I've experienced. So there's shy touch, and then there's a wimpy touch, and they're totally different. You know, there's people that are shy that, you know, they want to give you a hug, or they want to pat you on the back, or they want to, you know, whatever, touch you somehow, and they're timid about it. But then there's like the people that are wimpy, and I think that's more of me needing someone more dominant. Like, I need to feel their, I guess their strength behind their touch, if that makes sense. It's like that, I don't know, that aura. I don't know if that even makes sense. But anyways, but there's like this, that wimpy touch where they're just, I don't know, just wimpy. And I have no better word for it. And, that's such a turnoff to me. It's just absolutely a turnoff when someone's just not confident. I guess that's another word for wimpy. It's just there's no confidence behind their touch. They're not even sure they want to be touching you is almost the way it feels. Then there's like that really protective touch, which I guess kind of goes along with why I need someone in my life more dominant. Not that I'm not very capable of being on my own, obviously I am, but I certainly would appreciate having someone that was, like, protective. And there's a protective touch, like, where they touch your shoulder, they hold your hand, or they look at you a certain way, and you just know it's like they're looking out for you. And that's just such a reassuring thing in life. That's really something, when it does come into my life, I certainly value it very much. Then there's the electric touch. And I don't know what else to call it. I was talking to my sister one day because I was like, do you know what I'm talking about when I say that? And she's like, yes. And it's this feeling you get when someone, let's say someone hugs you. And they touch you, and it's like almost like you can feel their energy. Like, it's just such a, and maybe it's just you getting, you know, excited because you really want to touch that person. But I feel like it's more. You're just holding on to somebody, and you can really just feel them. Like, obviously you can feel them, you're hugging them, duh. But there's more to it than that. And it's just this charge of electricity, this energy that you can feel. And it's such a great feeling. And if you've never felt it, look for it. It's an incredible feeling. It's a great hug. I'm sure it's a great other things too. I've only ever experienced it in the hug variety. I've never actually like been in a relationship beyond that with someone who had that kind of touch in my experience. But I can imagine being in a relationship with someone who every time they touch you, you just feel that way. It's gotta be incredible. And then I guess like that's the other thing I can just get lost doing. Is touching someone, touching someone or being touched, either one. I mean, I can get lost doing either. It's such a, obviously, like I said, it's an important thing to me, but to be able to, like, even when you're doing something else, just to be, you know, running your hand over someone's arm back and forth, or on their leg, or feeling their thumb graze back and forth over your hand while you're just holding hands, or, you know, playing with their hair, or them playing with your hair, and any of that, just, it's so simple, and you can be doing other things while you're doing it, but it's, it just makes, it's comforting. have a friend, and it's so strange. She's in a marriage where they don't really touch. They're not physical people. That's just not their relationship, but they're happy with it. So when she needs that, she has like stuffed animals or like soft sweatshirts or just really soft things, or like even her pet, like one of her pets, that she will just have to touch until she's like calmed down. And that's what she does. And I was just like, I just, if that works for them, fine. But I just need that touch. I need that feeling of somebody there, and not just the person there, but, you know, obviously, you know, for more than just their touch, but hopefully for their electric touch, if I can find it. Anyways, so, that was a little, I don't even know if that was entertaining. Let me know what you think of that. I just kind of talked. And like I've been doing in my pillow talk, I've been sharing a little bit of literature with each one. So I wanted to close my pillow talk with this. It really doesn't have anything to do with time or touch, but it's just really pretty, and I just wanted to share it. It's called She Walks in Beauty. It's by Lord Byron, and she walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes, thus mellowed to that tender light which heaven to gaudy day denies, one shade the more, one ray the less, had half impaired the nameless grace which waves in every raven trees, or softly lightens over her face, where thoughts serenely sweet express how pure, how dear their dwelling place. And on that cheek and over that brow, so soft, so calm, yet eloquent, the smiles that win, the tints that glow, but tell of days in goodness spent, a mind at peace with all below, a heart whose love is innocent. All right, everybody. I hope you're relaxed and in a happy mood, and maybe even smiling or ready to fall asleep. If you are, sweet dreams, and I will talk to you all again very soon. Mwah.